Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. Dedication. To S.L.O., an American gentleman, in accordance with whose classic taste the following narrative has been designed, it is now, in return for numerous delightful hours, and with the kindest wishes, dedicated by his affectionate friend, the author. To the Hesitating Purchaser. If sailor tales to sailor tunes, storm and adventure, heat and cold, if schooners, islands, and maroons, and buccaneers in buried gold, and all the old romance retold exactly in the ancient way, can please, as me they pleased of old, the wiser youngsters of to-day, so be it, and fall on! If not, if studious youth no longer crave, his ancient appetites forgot, Kingston or Ballantyne the Brave, or Cooper of the Wood and Wave, so be it also, and may I and all my pirates share the grave where these and their creations lie. Treasure Island. Part 1. The Old Buccaneer. Chapter 1. The Old Sea Dog at the Admiral Benbow. Squire Trelawney, Dr. Livesey, and the rest of these gentlemen having asked me to write down the whole particulars about Treasure Island, from the beginning to the end, keeping nothing back but the bearings of the island, and that only because there is still treasure not yet lifted, I take up my pen in the year of grace 17-something, and go back to the time when my father kept the Admiral Benbow Inn, and the brown old seaman, with the saber cut, first took up his lodging under our roof. I remember him as if it were yesterday, as he came plodding to the inn door, his sea-chest following behind him in a handbarrow, a tall, strong, heavy, nut-brown man, his tarry pigtail falling over the shoulders of his soiled blue coat, his hands ragged and scarred, with black, broken nails, and the saber cut across one cheek, a dirty, livid white. I remember him looking round the cove and whistling to himself as he did so, and then breaking out in that old sea-song that he sang so often afterwards.
15 men on the dead man's chest, yo-ho-ho, ho, and a bottle of rum!
In the high old tottering voice that seemed to have been tuned and broken at the capstan bars. Then he rapped on the door with a bit of stick like a handspike that he carried, and when my father appeared, called roughly,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"